This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour of the program. The phones are open here tonight. The number 603-283-6160. Coming up, what is Burning Man going to look like for year number two, where the official event in the Black Rock Desert is not taking place? I'll tell you about that on the way here tonight with you. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. I know, Bonnie, you wanted to talk about the CDC. Surprise, surprise, fudging the numbers. She's got some details about that.
No, that would be on top of hospitals fudging the numbers that they reported to the CDC, right. I guess, right?
Yeah,
it must be.
There's a lot of fudge when it comes to all the COVID-related numbers. And so we can talk about all of those things and so much more, including a crazy limitation in China on children playing video games.
Online video games, to be specific.
3 hours per week. We'll share all of that with you if we get the chance. Of course, your calls come first. We go to Eamon. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Eamon, listening on Twitch.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
We're talking about something else, but a funny thing you say about the whole Burning Man thing. I actually met a bunch of people at a festival who were doing that, like going to the secret event or whatever.
Oh, they're going to the one that's actually happening, the real deal Burning Man that's happening still in the Black Rock Desert this year?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know any details about it, though, but apparently it might actually be better than the normal one because...
I bet it will be.
A bit less corporate.
It'll be, yeah, you don't have to pay $300 or $400 or whatever, hundreds of dollars just to get into the event.
Burning Man, brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink.
Brought to you by Facebook. Go ahead, Eamon, what are you calling about tonight?
Yeah, so I'm like, these days, I feel like I'm in the end of the world. I'm so anxiety-ridden because... Mm-hmm. My job is now requiring everybody to be vaccinated. Oof. And I at this point, I don't make that much money anyway because it's animal shelter, but I have a lot of savings. So I'm not concerned about myself. Like I'm prepared to just, my strategy was I was just going to not do it and not do anything mm-hmm. and just force them to have to confront me about it.
Yeah.
And so I planned on doing that, but now the issue I'm having though is like, I thought I was the only unvaccinated one because it's there's a lot of leftists there and everything. And now they put, you know, that sign, the in this house, we believe blah, 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 blah.
Oh, the liberal sign that's got a bunch of different things
rainbow
listed on it.
Font.
Yeah, and they put those signs all over the building, even though we just had a presentation about how we're not allowed to discuss politics when related to anything we do,
okay.
And, because we could lose our 501c funding. And then they put all those signs in front of there.
And this is an animal shelter that you work at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's only politics when you disagree with them.
Right. So what is it you said that changed? You were going to make the stand. You thought you were the only one unvaccinated, but what?
Then I found out that there's at least two other people who aren't, and one of them agreed with me. They were like, "Yeah, I'm going to quit too. I'm going to do the same thing you're doing."
Well, before you quit, how many employees are there at this place altogether? So we got three unvaccinated people. How many vaccinated people are we talking about here?
Well, that's the thing though. It's mind blowing because we actually don't have that much staff and normally,
that's what I would have assumed.
Problem.
Yeah, don't quit. They can't afford to fire you.
What percentage, I guess what you're getting at, Aria, is of, you got three people unvaccinated, what percentage of the entire crew is that?
Probably 5%, maybe less.
Okay, they can probably afford you. You're not understaffed, dude, if three people are 5% of the workforce
but
at an animal shelter. Sorry.
I still think that you should let them fire you because if in the future, if there is a possible recourse, you're not going to even have that possibility if you voluntarily quit your job.
Walk. Yeah, that's true.
I think everybody should force them to fire them. Make them work for it.
Sarah, the thing though is, I was watching a bunch of other shows, and they had this lawyer on this one show I watch a lot, and the lawyer was saying, because this is like probably the number one issue in the country right now, and he was saying that basically, if your job offers, they have the religious exemption on the table, you can't do anything. You cannot sue them because you're not going to get standing in court. But if you apply for, like, if they don't offer the religious exemption or they don't respect your religious exemption, then you can sue them for, like, the probably a lot of money. And all.
Does your office offer the religious exemption?
So now the thing, though, is they were really dubious about it. They said that we honor religious exemptions, but you need to basically write us a paper proving it, and you have to have a pastor or someone sign off on it.
See, that's that's ridiculous, because not everybody who has a religion has a pastor. Right, you can be religious in America, and we have the freedom of religion here, and you don't have to join a flock in order to have freedom of religion. So that would definitely be a discriminatory action, I think. And I can't give legal advice, right? Like, I'm not an attorney, but that sounds like discrimination to me. Whether or not you want to continue working for people who are going to treat you like this is a whole other question that you really need to ask yourself.
I would say that it gives you even more protection if they do offer the religious exemption, you fill it out, and they just say they're not going to accept it, then that would give you even more protection.
You're in New Jersey, though. Does New Jersey even allow religious exemptions to vaccinations, like for school kids?
They specifically said in their email that they would, but you have to, like, apply for it. And
no, I mean the New Jersey state as a whole.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not going to college or anything right now. I know that the college I went to is requiring it now.
No, I'm not talking about the COVID vaccine. I mean for, like, school kids, right? Do they have to have their measles vaccine, or do they allow religious exemptions? Because I don't think New Jersey allows religious exemptions against any vaccines.
Yeah, I don't remember when I was growing up, like, that ever being an issue. So, yeah, I don't remember being mandated any vaccines at all when I was going to school.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any harm in making a stand, giving them the opportunity to make, you know, the decision for themselves. Do they want to keep you? Are you worth keeping around your services? Or do they want to go ahead and step in a potential legal disaster where they're, you know, possibly discriminating against somebody? But then again, like I said, do you really want to keep working for this company who is going to treat you like, you know, a second-class citizen, that they're buying into this whole propaganda? That would really bother the hell out of me. I mean, to me, I wouldn't want to fight for a job that I would hate to work for those people.
What is the feasibility of the unvaccinated forming your own animal shelter?
The issue I'm having is, like, so I was, like, completely prepared. I was like, yeah, I'm going to screw them. I'm going to force them to fire me. But there's the two other people who aren't, I'm like friends with. And I feel like really bad, because, like, one of them is one of my managers, and she's, like, really upset about it. And she says that, like, she doesn't want to leave, so she's going to force to get it on Wednesday. Man. And I feel horrible about it. And it's driving me nuts, because I'm like, I don't want her to do it. And, like, I was talking to her, I was like, if I got you a black market, like, fake vaccine card, would you use it?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty risky. As we were talking with the last,
it's not worth it.
We were talking with the last guy about the same thing. I understand why people would consider that, but to me, that the risk is just not worth it. And, you know, potential fraud charges, using government logos without permission or whatever. Again, we're not legal experts. We can't give you legal advice, but either make your stand honestly or just walk away from that job. And that's what I would suggest. And thank
you, good way to put that,
Eamon, for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. If you got other questions, feel free to call any other night. And, you know, another thing I would walk away from is New Jersey entirely. You know, if you're a freedom-loving person, you really ought to get out of that place. I mean, it's not a good place. It's not a place that's going to get better. I would recommend you check out New Hampshire. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You get 101 Reasons Why Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. There's thousands of libertarians migrating.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. Of course, you can do anything you want here on the air, as long as it's within the FCC regulations. We just want to talk to you about whatever you want to discuss. Also, I want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, well, Freedom's Phoenix has it. Go to Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's Freedomsphoenix.com. Sign up for their daily dispatch if you want. Get kept up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedom's Phoenix. .com. Check them out. All right, so I said I wanted to talk about Burning Man, and the Wall Street Journal has a story about the, quote, event that just started apparently today or something like that. Very, very recently. Sunday. I think it started Sunday. The virtual Burning Man. Contrast that to the real Burning Man, which is a decades-long event that happens in the middle of nowhere in the Nevada desert, the Black Rock Desert, as it is called, that has attracted on its peak years as many as 70,000 or more participants for a week-long party, which isn't just any old party in the woods or, in this case, the middle of the desert.
Yeah, Paris Hilton's there.
Well, there it became this thing that sort of, I mean, it really became a phenomenon that that attracted some of the richest people in the world who would fly in. And actually, some of the controversy of the event, we've covered the Burning Man for years. We've talked to people, you know, people who are what they call burners, people who've attended the event in the past, to get their perspectives on it. Some of the things that we've discussed over the years on Free Talk Live have been how the rich attendees, the sort of Silicon Valley, the Hollywood elites, will sort of fly in on helicopters. They'll stay in these palaces that are like temporarily built for them, and then they fly out again. So for them, it's not at all about, you know, radical self-reliance, which is sort of the tagline of the event, where you're supposed to be able to take care of yourself and bring all the water in that you need. Like, just the imagine needing however many gallons of water every day. You got to bring all that in advance.
But what's so virtuous about that? Like, I wouldn't be mad at Paris Hilton for not wanting to, like, go without her security guards to this Burning Man event.
Well, then she shouldn't go.
Well, what if she wants to go?
Then she needs to keep in with the spirit of the event.
Well, what if she gets mobbed?
I don't know.
Tell you what, one thing's for sure.
I don't think the people at Burning Man are particularly interested in the horrible person that is Paris Hilton.
First of all, there's thousands of people at this event. If she wants to bring security, then that's not without the, like, that's not going against the event. I mean, that's, if part of your self-reliance is that, you know, you need to protect yourself and you need burly goons to do that, well, you got to buy extra tickets then in that case. I think it's the whole flying in, staying in a palace, and then flying back out that I think upsets a lot of the longtime attendees of the event. I mean, they literally come in, they have waiters that wait on them hand and foot. So, like, there's a totally different experience for somebody who's Paris Hilton or the head of Google or, you know, some of these people that have been attracted to the event over the years versus somebody that comes up in an RV or they've got, literally a tent that they're banging into the ground with rebar to stop it from blowing away 3 miles down into the desert in the next dust storm. But, I mean, obviously people can do what they want. It's just there's controversy about it. So that's one of the things that was controversial in past years as it got so big that everybody wanted to attend. But to answer your question about she's Paris Hilton, not if she puts a mask on. And I don't mean like the masks that we're talking about. I mean like a full-on face, you're in a desert dust storm kind of Mad Max-style mask, right?
Like you would dress in the desert to avoid sunburn.
You would. So she could totally dress in a way that she would just be another young woman walking around the playa, and no one would know who she was until she was inside some sort of event, and then she might maybe take the mask off or something like that.
I got to tell you, I would not recognize Paris Hilton if I saw her on the streets, and I imagine most people wouldn't.
I don't know. She's a fairly big celebrity. I don't know if most people wouldn't. I probably would recognize her, and I don't follow her in any meaningful sense. She was at the Bitcoin conference recently.
I would not have
Miami.
Known if I had been there.
Yeah. So, like, oh, look, it's generic blonde chick.
She had awesome sunglasses that were, like, light up Bitcoin symbols.
So one of these big...
Paris Hilton likes Bitcoin.
She's into it now. Yep.
She has, like, NFTs of her artwork.
All right. Everybody's got an NFT these days, it seems like. Did you hear the latest thing with NFTs is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars or more for cartoon images of rocks?
No, I did not.
No joke.
It's retarded.
So I could get CryptoKitties, right? I hated it.
Yeah, I could get it. Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah, they were unique.
They kitties. Were. And, you know, they were customizable. And
cats are cute.
There was a game involved with it to some extent. So I understood CryptoKitties. I thought it was stupid and absurdly expensive. But I at least grasped the concept of the demand for it. Digital cartoonized rocks. I don't see the.
What is
wrong with these people?
They don't have like googly eyes or anything cute like that. They're just rocks.
Yeah.
See, that makes me want to take a picture of a rock and just put googly eyes on the rock because that's better, and take a picture and sell it as an NFT.
We were talking about that because we saw a perfect rock for this on a walk, but we're like, do people just take pictures of rocks and do this?
Yeah, it's just really low res pixel art. I mean, it's like the least effort you could put into creating internet art.
And it's not like a quartz rock or something like that either. It's a gray rock.
Yeah, it's a boring image of a rock.
And people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars
or more. And so there was a, obviously we're going aside from the Black Rock Desert. We'll get back to that. But there was an interesting post I saw on social media today where somebody put an image of like a Picasso painting. And I forget which one it was, but it was a Picasso painting. Huh. And then an image of NFT punk number 7642, which is just this low-res pixel art, you know, head of a punk-looking character. And they said, Picasso artwork sold for $4.2 million. NFT punk 7642 sold for $5.5 million. And then they said...
$5.5 million?
They said, we're living in the worst... you know, version of the universe.
I don't know that I would particularly value a Picasso either, but I would. There's no art on this planet that I would pay $4.5 million for.
Look, I'll give you that. Okay, I'm not a huge art fanatic or whatever, but at least you know Picasso's got some name.
Yeah.
He's got some history. You know, there's something to that. There's this unique thing that only one person can have, an actual physical painting.
True.
And then there's literally a, I don't know, 32 by 32 pixel resolution.
That
image.
Low res?
I don't know. It's low. It's low. Of the head of a punk looking guy. I mean, it couldn't have taken the artist. And by the way, it's number like 7642. So there's all kinds of iterations of it. So basically, the same artist or whatever made 1,000 or more different iterations of a punk icon, changed the hairstyle, you know, changed the hair color, added an earring, and then sold these things for millions of dollars. It's crazy.
People are laughing, but that's just to keep me from crying.
Yeah. People are just showing off how much money they have. If you can spend $500,000 on an image of a rock, you're just doing that to show you have that much money to blow on a rock. It's crazy. But that's where we are. 603-283-6160. What's going on with the Black Rock Desert? What's happening with Burning Man? I do want to get into that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. to 20-year U.S. military mission in Afghanistan is over. U.S. CENTCOM Commander Kenneth McKenzie announcing the final withdrawal of U.S. troops during a video conference briefing from Kabul. Over 123,000 Americans and Afghan allies were evacuated during an 18-day period, but as far as those who were unable to make it out of the airport before the deadline, McKenzie says,
the military phase of this operation has ended. The diplomatic sequel to that will now begin. Our Department of State is going to work very hard to allow any American citizens that are left, and we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds.
Catastrophic damage from Hurricane Ida is standing in the way of evacuees in southeast Louisiana returning to their homes. Over 2 million people in Louisiana are still without power. USA Radio News. North Korea appears to have restarted its nuclear reactor.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several people are under arrest in New Orleans on looting accusations.
This would not be tolerated. We have made those arrests. This is a state felony, and we will be booking you accordingly.
Police Chief Sean Ferguson did not release information on the arrest, only saying it's horrific for anyone to take advantage of the less fortunate after Hurricane Ida. Ferguson adding police are implementing anti-looting measures. Close to 2 million people in New Orleans are without power. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the ridiculous NFT fad. That wasn't my intention, but somehow bringing up the Black Rock Desert and Burning Man led us to that conversation.
I can't believe how stupid it actually
is.
It's
getting dumber, actually. It started out as a really kind of silly idea, the idea of buying a digital thing which is inherently copyable because it's digital, so you can copy it a billion times and it doesn't lose, the original doesn't lose its, you know, originality.
I mean,
you
could say,
yeah, you could say, oh, look, I own the original, but I got to tell you, man, if you rip a DVD, it really doesn't matter to me whether I'm watching the original DVD or the rip.
Yeah, this is a collector's thing. I am not a big fan of collectibles in general. I think they mostly waste space. So
I would tend to agree.
The NFT isn't a physical waste of space. It doesn't take up room on a shelf.
It's a waste of everything else.
It doesn't gather dust or anything like that, but it is a tremendous waste of money.
And it reimburses the idea in people's heads about intellectual property, that a person can own an idea. And I don't care if the state's been removed from it or not, I still oppose the idea of intellectual property, and that's the whole idea behind NFTs.
I also wonder if the craze is to make people think, like, oh, to make people have a harder time understanding crypto. Like, what? But there's nothing backing that, you know, is what people will see when they see the NFT craze on the news. They're like, but wait, I don't get it. You can just screenshot it. And Ron, or not Ron Paul, Logan Paul is just like, yeah, but it's a rock and I bought a rock.
Well, if anything, the good side of the NFTs is it is turning people onto cryptocurrency. So there are people who are hearing
about this. In a stupid way, though.
And I don't think that they're really like going and deeply researching it just because they heard about NFTs.
No, probably not.
You would have to. I wouldn't know how to buy an NFT if I wanted to.
And I don't know how easy that process has been made. Like, there may be websites that have tried to simplify it or whatever. But, yeah, using an Ethereum wallet isn't exactly a walk in the park.
No, that's not what I'm saying, though. I'm saying, like, the people that just read a story about Logan Paul bought a Pixel Rock, mm-hmm. that's all they ever hear about crypto, then they move on with their day. It just reinforces in their head, like, crypto's stupid. It's just digital stuff that's, like, you know, not backed by anything. And everybody laughs at it. There are all these tweets of people laughing at Logan Paul for buying this rock, you know.
Well, it I'm laughing at him.
Yes. And by the way, the rocks you're talking about are worthy of describing. When I saw the rocks that people were buying, I saw some decently resolution, simple-looking artwork that wasn't, you know,
it wasn't
terrible.
Bad, but
it still was a rock, and that's a terrible idea to spend money on, in my opinion. But if you know, whatever, it's your money. Do what you want with it. But this dude bought an even lower resolution rock. He bought something that doesn't even resemble anything.
It's 9x9 pixels.
It's the Minecraft equivalent of a rock.
Yeah.
I think it's lower than Minecraft, right?
Oh, it's significantly. Minecraft's, yeah. I think, 64x64. These are literally 3x3.
It's just like three different colors of gray.
How much money did this guy spend on this?
He spent like 90K on one and like 60K on the other. It was a total of 115K on these two rocks. And it was
$115,000 on 18 total pixels.
Yeah. And it's amazing because earlier today when I was thinking about the NFT thing, for whatever reason, it's been all over the place. This stuff is, you can't get away from it if you're into the crypto world because it's being talked about everywhere. Here's the latest company to get in on the NFT craze. It's totally a craze.
These are the tulip bulbs that people were talking about in regard to Bitcoin a number of years ago.
Yeah, that's probably true. But I thought to myself, well, can we go ahead and offer a 1x1 black pixel NFT and just claim it's the original?
I love this idea.
We can raise $1 million because that's how insane. Like, I was joking with myself thinking about this, thinking this is how absurd things have gotten, and then you show me that there's literally somebody paying thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars for a 3x3 pixel art.
What was the original?
Well, I know, that's what
they all
have.
The original one black pixel.
It's made in Microsoft Paint by trans Satanists.
All of these that I've seen so far were definitely made in Microsoft Paint.
I think you should use it to fund your mayoral run.
I can't do this, but I can make the artwork, and then someone else can do it.
It can be vote for Aria because
she
rocks.
We can't do that.
Someone can.
Yeah, someone else could. That's right. Thanks for reminding me.
But I can make the 1x1 black pixel.
Right. And then if somebody wanted to do fundraising and then donate to your mayoral campaign, maybe they could do it. You just can't ask them to do it, right? You can't tell somebody to do it.
Correct.
Crypto thing.
I can just make some artwork.
This is so stupid.
It will take longer to get the actual size of the drawing pane down to one pixel. That will be the longest part of this process.
So, I think this
thing... Gotta put those fifth grade MS Paint skills to use, though, man.
I think you're right, though, Aria. This is gonna burn out. This is the tulip mania of crypto, that these things at some point are not going to be worth millions of dollars. At some point, the fad is going to burn out. It's going to go away. Maybe it won't go away entirely. Maybe NFTs will sort of always be with us, but they won't be like everybody has to have it. Right now, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Like, all these corporations are seeing this as a way to make some money and catch some buzz. And well, let's talk about another stupid idea, which is taking the amazing Burning Man event. Now, you know, we can be critical of various aspects of it. And, you know, it deserves some critique, like for the fact that there's a ton of cops there now, you know, when it was in real life, when it was this huge event with 70,000 people, it become this sort of politicized thing where they're begging for permission from the government. And there was a lot of ugly aspects to it, but it really had an amazing thing going for many years. And that was that you could go into the desert and you could go and party with, you know, a bunch of strangers and have a great time for a week straight, probably take some good acid and, you know, whatever else was around, and see some amazing artwork. Because ultimately what Burning Man was, more than a radical sort of self-reliant camping event, it was all in the middle of nowhere in the Black Rock Desert. It's also an art exhibit. And the artwork, again, I've never been, but seeing the photographs...
Like the laser art in the sky and that kind of thing?
I bet you there was some good laser art, but I'm...
The wooden
much
thing?
More. Well, the wooden is the man that they burn at the end of the event, this humongous structure that they build throughout the entire week. That's sort of what it all culminates in, is this giant man structure thing burning, which is amazing.
Sure.
But there's also all these other art installations that these crazy, you know, drug-addled artists bring out to this event, and it's some of the most amazing art you will ever see.
Do they give away their art for free?
It's not the kind of art you can take
home.
They
sell it as NFTs.
These are like amazing kind of sculptures, amazing like interactive kind of artwork, crazy stuff. If you just go back and look at like previous photos of Burning Man and some of the artwork there, you'll be blown away. I mean, it's just,
okay.
You've never seen anything like it. Really creative. Like these artists spend the whole year working on the next Burning Man thing, this next art installation that they're going to do with this thing. So that's what it was. What is it now? Because these pussies that are organizing the Burning Man event canceled it last year due to COVID. Even though it's outdoors, in the desert, where...
In the summer.
Yeah. Where you're not going to... I mean, it's one of the most masked events of the year prior to COVID because everybody wants to put a mask on because otherwise you're going to be inhaling a bunch of dust storms. Like, there's plenty of people that are masked. Anyway, they canceled it. According to Wall Street Journal, Nate Morris has traveled halfway around the world three times to dance with strangers and DJ a party from a bus decorated like a giant sheep at the annual Burning Man event. This year, he's trying to replicate the same experience on a virtual reality headset in his apartment in Sydney, Australia.
Dude, that is among the saddest things I've ever heard. But he's in Australia, too.
I was going to say, it might not be his choice.
This is a sad... No, it's basically his choice. These people, for the most part, are not going to the real thing. Although there may be an alternative. And we'll get into the alternative, the real thing that might actually be happening. He says, I just walked up to talk to people and stumbled across a place you can paint, the 30-year-old disc jockey said after arriving at the virtual burn, which began Sunday. Organizers of Burning Man, now in its 35th year, have called off the physical event in the Nevada desert due to COVID concerns. In its place, they created a virtual burn week, which ends next Tuesday. And I'm sorry, if you canceled your physical event, I don't think you get to say you're in your 35th year. I think your event was over in its 33rd year. This last year was its 33rd.
Agreed.
There's more coming up here in moments. What is this thing they're doing now?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, especially if you've been to Burning Man and you want to comment on the new virtual burn, the lamified, just pathetic alternative that they've come up with for this year, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And also want to make sure you know about Intercoin. We told you about it last year. And last year they were still in the development phase, and they still are to some extent. But they're launching globally. Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token, and you don't have to get into NFTs or anything lame like that. Now, Intercoin.org is launched worldwide, and if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org. We're talking about the second year of the virtual Burning Man. They're claiming it's their 35th year, and I'm telling you,
this is
you
their
no.
second year.
This is the second year of this event.
They no longer, because Burning Man did happen this year, and presumably it's happening this year.
Yeah.
It's just unorganized.
Last year,
they're the people who get to claim the Burning Man label at this point.
Correct. But it's not the same official Burning Man. It's not the ticketed Burning Man. This is essentially, Burning Man now has its own alternative, their free alternative now.
Oh, they have their own Fork Fest.
Their own Fork Fest, yeah. Mm-hmm. Organizers called off the physical event.
They could call it Burning Fork and just build a giant fork and burn
they
it.
They should. In the Nevada desert, that's been called off officially, which means no more multi-hundred-dollar tickets. And in its place, they've created Virtual Burn Week, which extends or goes through next Tuesday. So it's happening now. Instead of camping in the desert, participants use virtual reality headsets and computer screens to replicate the real event in as much detail as possible, even the hours-long traffic jams. Huh?
If there was anything you were going to exclude from this experience, that should have been
right?
it.
Last week, cyber RVs began lining up at the gate to virtual Black Rock City.
How much do these people have to hate themselves to take a virtual RV to a place?
Yeah, and then get stuck in virtual traffic.
In normal times, a community of camps, pop-up bars, and fanciful art displays rise out of the dust
for 1 week every August on a pancake flat playa surrounded by jagged mountains 100 miles northeast of Reno. The virtual burn can't replicate everything about the traditional Burning Man, such as hugs and drinks that flow freely on the desert. The digital world's designers have also taken advantage of the possibilities of virtual reality to create experiences that in the past may have only been possible with the aid of hallucinogens.
Hold on, though. I don't want to move on from the virtual reality bus traffic thing. In the 90s, Penn & Teller made a video game that never got released. One of the three games on there was Desert Bus. Just simulated the experience of driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. And it was painstakingly accurate. And the bus had a little bit of a left drift to it, you couldn't just set the controller down and let it happen.
Right.
And it literally was
a 9-hour or whatever.
It was a real-time experience. And they did it because they wanted to make the worst game ever.
Wow.
And these people are voluntarily choosing, basically, to play Desert Bus.
So they can feel, better about themselves for not putting anybody at risk.
Yeah. And then they show you a couple of images of the virtual playa. And I'm going to show you. Now, having shown you during the break, I pulled up, because you guys didn't know a whole lot about Burning Man. You hadn't seen any of the artwork. And I was gushing to some extent. As somebody who has never been to a Burning Man, but only seen the photographs, I imagine these art installations are even more amazing in person. But
they have to be.
The photographs were stunning, right? Like, you saw some of these things. They're absolutely incredible. And now, here is the vision of the playa. Now, describe what you are seeing here in this image for our radio listeners.
It's very low quality. It's not good. It looks like a bunch of iPhones circled around each other and stacked up on top of one another.
Yeah, this is presumably one of the art exhibits. You can see in the background the man, that image.
Yeah.
That is sort of a digital representation of what the man did kind of look like.
It's kind of insulting to call that virtual reality when, Skyrim looks better than this.
Yeah.
What's lame about that is just it's probably a lot easier to make those sculptures on a, digital thing on a computer and, actually make them in real life and have them giant in the desert and actually see that as a totally different thing.
Where did they get the wood? They truck it in.
Okay.
I mean, they got to. They probably show up, a few days early, truck in all the stuff that they need, and they spend the whole week building the man that they then ultimately set on fire at the culmination, the last night of the event.
Can I ask, are you... So do the people of this event call it the playa, and it's not normally called a playa? That's stupid.
No, I believe it is called the playa.
Wait, it's just... that's the natural word for this landmass that is in the desert? Because a playa is Spanish for
beach.
That's stupid. The playa.
I don't know. I don't know the history of the
nomenclature. I just think these people seem, stuck up.
Well, there's a whole different crowd that attends these events, right? So some people are probably stuck up. Some of them probably just want to go have a good time.
If you're calling the desert the playa just because you're saying it's the playa, that's stupid. Just make it sound magical. So literally just Spanish for beach.
It's a pretty magical event.
I don't know Spanish, but could it be that playa is used more colloquially to mean like sandy area or something?
It could be.
No, it's vamos a la playa, a mí me gusta bailar. It's the beach.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what the vernacular or the wording, the history of the word, regardless. Just to kind of look at what they're doing here, your point is correct, though, Bonnie, at least on the point that making a digital piece of art, if you mess up, you just hit the delete button, hit undo, no big deal. Whereas making a physical piece of art is a totally different process, and then trucking it out to the desert and setting the thing up and, all of that. And here it's just...
They're drastically different experiences, and they require drastically different skill sets.
Yeah.
One of these artists making these sculptures, fantastic artists. You set them in front of a computer with a draw pad.
They're not going to be able to do the same thing. Do you see this? Let me continue with the article here from the Wall Street Journal. Do you see this porta potty in front of us? Andrew Barrett, creator of some of the virtual worlds, asked during a tour of a virtual burn last week as a large blue image of the receptacle came into view. If you look up, there are all these porta potties with art inside.
What? I don't want to see that art. Thank you.
Replicating things that are unnecessary, right? Like, if you're going to do something
virtual, do something that you can't do in real life.
There's
a reason they don't put, like, outhouses in, you know, World of Warcraft.
Right.
That your character has to stop at every 3 hours.
Organizers say the purpose of Burning Man is to build a city out of thin air where participants live in a utopian society that follows principles of decommodification or avoiding all money transactions and radical inclusion. Art and music are featured draws, so are nudity and sex. The event has ballooned to tens of thousands of people. Not now. Each year, the organizers pick an art theme. This year's is the Great Unknown.
They're having virtual sex.
I sure hope not,
but
probably.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That's gross.
There are new rules of etiquette. Although there's no official orgy dome, responsible community members can create adult-only events, reads a notice on the website of BRCVR, an online community which helped build many of the virtual worlds. Virtual burners can create an avatar that can walk, fly, and even teleport via headset and controllers, although not
always.
Those
were good additions. Being able to fly and teleport and that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's a good idea. Remove the tedious aspects of traveling from point A to point B.
Right.
But that conflicts with how they included the traffic jams and the porta potty. So they sound very confused.
He's coming from Australia, the guy who's writing this. So did he have to get in a plane and fly for 23 hours or whatever to the United States?
No, obviously.
In virtual reality?
Although not always successfully, you're sort of falling a little to the right, Barrett warned a visitor whose flying avatar with a ball cap approached a digital art piece a bit off kilter. The first virtual burn in 2020 was pulled together in a month and experienced some technical glitches. People couldn't figure out how to enter its multiple digital worlds. Quote, we've improved on the technology because we've had a year and a half, said Colette Crespin, the director of virtual experiences for Burning Man Project, so they had no intention of bringing the event back. The climax of the event, as the real one, is the torching of a giant wooden effigy, the Burning Man. This year it will take place on September 4th, both digitally and in real life at an undisclosed location from which it will be live streamed.
Nice.
Yeah, except they're not telling anyone where it is, so you don't get to go see it in real life.
The Burning Man people are behind the actual Burning Man people are doing that.
They're going to build an actual man somewhere. So they didn't have time to do it last year. So this year they're going to build the actual man somewhere, and they're not going to announce where it is, and they're going to burn that.
Then what's the point? People aren't going to be allowed to attend.
It's a secret location.
It's just going to be live streamed, but people aren't going to be allowed to
attend. So it will have none of the awe, none of the overwhelming amazement of watching this humongous structure.
Yeah, because anyone can watch it online from the previous years.
Sure. Yeah, there's videos of the man being burned. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. But the good news is, some people are going to the desert anyway. They said, you know what, we don't need permission, we don't need tickets, we're going to go have our own.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.